This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's DMV fell victim to the computer glitch that shut down tech systems around the world today. Online services, kiosks, call centers, and government offices were all knocked out this morning by the CrowdStrike incident caused by a faulty security update. There's no timeline for restoring those services. Denver International Airport says its operations have mostly stabilized after airlines were also impacted. There are more than 500 delays and over 100 cancellations so far today. Travelers Jenna and Lucas, who did not share their last names, said they're headed to North Carolina. The outage did make them consider a backup plan.
We could technically drive to our destination, but it would just be 20 hours.
28 hours.
But we're going to spend a week there, so we were like, well, it'd be worth it if they're just going to cancel it. But then we started tracking our plane, saw that it was in the air. So once it got on the way here, we were like, okay, we'll probably get on it.
The couple's flight ended up being delayed by almost 2 hours. The state's Economic Development Office approved $2.5 million in tax credits for businesses that might set up shop here. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The largest incentive package is $1.8 million for an unnamed manufacturer in the renewable energy sector. The project would be located in Golden and is projected to create 137 jobs. The tax incentives would be paid out over 8 years and would be contingent on creating and maintaining a set number of jobs. Tax incentives are a standard tool state and local governments use to attract businesses. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.